It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, November 11th, 2021. Each year, on or around November 10th, here on The Ship Report, I honor the mariners lost on that day in one of the great maritime tragedies in U.S. history. It's the story of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which happened on November 10th, 1975, in Lake Superior. This story is a reminder to us all that life at sea, whether it be on the inland freshwater seas of the Great Lakes, as it was in this case, or on the vast oceans of the world, is a dangerous game with no guarantees. On this Veterans Day especially, I'd also like to honor mariners who serve or have served in the military. This story of a ship called the Mighty Fitz by those who loved her is quite an amazing tale. You'll hear the song by Gordon Lightfoot. I don't remember exactly how many years I've been airing this tribute here on The Ship Report, but I can't ever listen to it without tears in my eyes. I just can't imagine the anguish of those sailors and their families. So here's my annual tribute to the mariners on board the Mighty Fitz. Let's take a look at what happened to that famous ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald. The death of this ship and her crew sent shockwaves through the maritime industry and also many residents of communities on the shores of Lake Superior. Great Lakes dwellers knew this beloved ship well. The story is told by famous Canadian songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, who wrote the familiar song you'll hear today, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. When this song came out in 1976, about 1 year after the ship was lost, it became a number one hit across the U.S. and Canada. But most listeners outside the Great Lakes region may not have understood that it was a hymn to those lost in one of the worst maritime disasters in U.S. history. The song is a factual account of what happened on board and traces the tragic final journey of a well-loved ship and her crew. So I'll take you through the song and add a little explanation about what you're hearing. Gordon Lightfoot has called this song his best work. You can almost feel the icy wind in the rigging. Superior is the largest lake in the world, containing an eighth of the world's fresh water. At its deepest point, the lake measures 1,333 feet in depth, with an average water temperature of 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Superior is 350 miles long and 160 miles wide at its widest point. The night the Fitzgerald went down, there were hurricane-force winds and 35-foot seas. The song opens with a reference to Gichigumi, the Native American name for Lake Superior.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gichigumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?
The Edmund Fitzgerald was a familiar ship to many people on Lake Superior. Her nickname was the Mighty Fitz, and she carried ore for 17 years.
The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind.
With Captain Ernest M. McSorley in command and a full cargo of iron ore pellets, the Fitzgerald embarked on her final voyage from Superior, Wisconsin on the afternoon of November 9, 1975. By the next day, the ship was caught in the midst of a massive winter storm.
When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it
it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Shortly after 7:10 p.m., the Fitzgerald suddenly sank in Canadian waters, approximately 17 miles from the entrance to Whitefish Bay, at a depth of 530 feet. Although the Fitzgerald had reported being in difficulty earlier, no distress signals were sent before she sank. Her crew of 29 perished, and no bodies were recovered.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters.
There are many theories about why the Edmund Fitzgerald sank that night. It could have been high waves in the storm, structural failure on the ship, or a breach of one of her cargo hatches on deck.
Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered.
Every year on November 10th, mourners gather on the shores of Lake Superior and hold ceremonies honoring the lost crewmen of the Edmund Fitzgerald. At the end of each service, family and friends ring a bell when the name of their loved one is called. In a church ceremony on the day after the wreck in 1975, the Reverend prayed for the men's families and rang the church bell 29 times. Present-day services include a 30th ring, tolled for all the sailors lost in the 6,000 shipwrecks that have happened on the Great Lakes.
In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
The tragedy led to changes in Great Lakes shipping regulations that included mandatory survival suits, depth finders, positioning systems, increased freeboard, and more frequent inspections of vessels. And that is the story of the Mighty Fitz, as she was called, a beloved ship to all who knew her. She was lost 46 years ago in Lake Superior on November 10th, 1975. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.